Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Later on, we'll get the forecast from Gary Lezak. Our college football insider, Gary Barnett, will join us. Mike DePasquale will be on the show at 8:45. Former K-State All-American and Super Bowl champ with the Saints, Nick Leckie, at 9:05. And then Kim Palmer will tell us about the American Royal at 9:35. But right now we have Mike Boddicker in studio. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Downtown baseball?
Downtown baseball,
let's go,
brother.
Let's go.
Yes, me and you.
Sure. Like the wild card game?
You know what? You hit it on the head. You're never going to lose the memories. Remember sitting there? You were
right.
Panicking.
Well, yes.
Were you panicking?
Do you remember?
Yeah. I had to bring you down off that ledge, brother.
It was early in the game, and things were not going well
come
at that
on,
point.
Steve.
It was. I was very upset.
I wasn't worried at all.
Oh, you ran Corey out of there.
I believe
Corey
that was
sat by me for two innings.
Wasn't that when they put Ventura in out of the bullpen and I started
sure
melting
did.
Down and you? He said they're going to win, and then I went. I needed something to settle my stomach, and I got somewhere. I got soft tacos there. I don't know where, and they were so good, and that settled me.
The rally tacos, right? Baby.
Yeah, and then they won, and so.
Yeah.
Mike Boddicker, first of all, who have you brought with you in
studio? I brought my daughters, the better part of the
family. Introduce them for the people that are...
My daughter Stephanie, my daughter Brittany, and they're part of the foundation. They've done a lot of work on this raffle we got coming up. And
we know you haven't.
I have not done a bloody thing, Jake. Not a thing.
I like how your daughters are nodding.
Yep,
that's right.
Well, they know.
So, yeah. and what have you brought in studio today? Come on up here.
Let's
come on and say hello to us.
Show this.
Stephanie, grab the microphone. The show is yours right now.
Go ahead.
Awesome.
Brittany, whoever wants to talk, let's have it. Ooh.
Okay.
I see Mahomes right there, by the way.
We've got a Patrick Mahomes jersey. Where am I?
Just show it to Nate.
Just show it to Nate.
That's all that matters.
Should I wear it?
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's a Patrick Mahomes jersey
Signed Mahomes jersey. This is kind of cool.
Oh.
That's your old 85 Brett.
Let me tell you something now. This is a powder blue George Brett jersey autographed on the number 5. Turn that around.
That's the greatest jersey in the history of this city.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Look at that.
Number 5.
They should wear that all the time. It's ridiculous that they don't.
Why don't they? Mike Boddicker, can you get something done about that?
I love powder blue.
I want
the one with the Royals across the chest.
You know what? I might even wear one of my old powder blues in one day.
Oh, man.
I love it.
I have it at home.
How much would it cost me to buy one of your old powder blues?
Wow.
You know what?
Make him an offer. For the charity, make him an offer, man.
I'll make you an offer. What, $100?
That's a terrible offer.
You know, James had my son James.
Make him
an
indecent proposal. And so we have the George Brett autographed jersey.
Right.
Patrick, that was autographed, right? The Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
And Mike just didn't sign that out in the parking lot, did he? That was actually Patrick Mahomes that signed that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm making sure. Okay, what's that baseball bat looks like you're gonna hit me with?
This baseball bat is really, really unique because it's signed by Salvi. He used it.
Can I hold it?
It's Alex Gordon's bat.
Can I hold it?
And that's pretty common. With baseball players, and I was telling my wife, she goes,
and that's been kissed by me.
How come he used Alex Gordon's bat? I says, in the World Series, I used Terry Crowley's bat.
How'd that work?
Because I had my own bats. They gave me my own bats, but it didn't feel right.
Okay.
And sometimes a bat feels different, and you grab somebody else's bat and go, oh, man, that feels good. Can I use one?
Don't act like you don't want to hold Alex Gordon's bat. Come in here.
So Salvi broke that bat.
So Salvi used it,
I just
want to
hold
it, and he signed it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Old Hickory. Yeah.
Yeah, there's two Royals Hall of Famers there then. Alex Gordon's bat and Salvi used it.
That makes it even better.
Yep.
And signed it.
And last thing we brought in, this heavy thing is the booze basket.
Oh, man.
And it's got a lot of different things in there. It's got tasting for up to 10 guests.
Ducati will bid on that.
Or me.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. See, 10 guests.
Make an order for that.
We have a Tomstown bottle here. And it's signed by Bobby Bell and our good friend, Tim Grunhart.
Wow.
Grunny signed it. So
don't let that affect the value.
Yeah, right. That's a Chiefs Hall of Famer now.
He's a Chiefs Hall of Famer.
So we've got all these things, and so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give you all the details on how you could possibly win any one of these wonderful items.
Tell you what, I wanted to bring in the Super Bowl smoker. It is the neatest thing. A little too heavy to get up. get through. Yeah, I really didn't want
to. You know, when he was up in that cabin, he was a Super Bowl smoker.
Yeah.
Look out.
He doesn't remember. Yeah. Oh, see, they thought it was funny. Casey, we'll take a break, though.
Casey Grilling tightened
me up. Exactly. You better believe it. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, you can go to BodekerFoundation.org and find out more about the 2021 Fall Charity Raffle that takes place. The winners will be announced September 22nd. And so tell people what they need to know about this charity raffle with all proceeds supporting Children's Mercy through the Oncology Support Fund. And so if people are wondering, how could I possibly win one of these items and many others that we're talking about? What are the details,
please? $5. All you need to do is go to the BodekerFoundation.org, and $5 will get you a ticket. You can allocate them to anywhere. There is a link that says buy tickets now. It'll take you to a Square Up page where you get to choose where your tickets go. There are a lot of great things there. All of the money coming from those tickets will go towards the Oncology Support Fund through Children's Mercy. So we don't want any families who are traveling into the Kansas City area to worry about hotels, flights, things that they can't put off cost-wise while their kids are sick.
And so tell me the process. So you buy the raffle tickets, and then you can pick which item you're trying to win, right?
Correct. Once you go to that page, there will be all of the items there. You put however many tickets you want per item. It'll give you a total at the end. And then on the 22nd of this month, you go to our live feed that will be there on BodekerFoundation.org, and you get to watch it all go down.
All the boys are going to be there. All the boys.
So I could put a bunch of, like, all my tickets in the Patrick Mahomes jersey.
You probably should.
Or I could spread them out into whatever I want, right?
Absolutely.
Now, the most important question is, who's in charge of the Facebook Live feed?
Not Corey Boddicker.
Right? So no? So he got voted out?
He got voted out.
So who's...
We are now going through Mitch Collins at DMI, which is his in-studio,
right.
Which it will be not Corey's baby.
She would like to underscore that Corey is not going to be involved in the live stream.
Corey is actually the champion of the team, though, so he does all of the behind scenes work in terms of
just not the live stream.
Just not the live streaming.
He's not going to be working. Okay, we got. No, I thought it went okay last time. You know, 20-25 minutes.
We love Corey.
Corey's been fired live on the air. Is he aware of this? Is he just finding this out now?
Look at Jake laughing in here.
Jake loves it.
You're fired!
I don't even really work here.
Corey's actually watching my kids right now, so we love Corey.
That's right.
He was watching your kids.
Yeah, keep him off Facebook Live. All right, we'll take a break. More after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and, of course, 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the show. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. So,
the girls don't want to leave.
No. Now, Brittany wants to, you demanded. You said I have to talk on the air,
I'm not leaving.
My sister spoke on the air. Now I get to talk on the air. So, for people that want to buy the raffle tickets, how long do they have? When's the last day to purchase tickets? And then again, you're going to find out who won on September 22nd. So, how long do they have?
Yeah. So the last day to buy raffle tickets is Monday, September 20th, I believe, at 7 p.m. That's the cutoff. And then the winners will be announced again on the 22nd at 7 p.m.
So you still got some time to buy tickets. And again, tickets are $5.
And the website?
BodekerFoundation.org.
And social media?
And it will, on the main page, it will have a button where you can press and you'll go just straight to the
link. See 2021 Fall Charity Raffle right there. It's got a picture of Mahomes jersey on it. Oh boy. Buy tickets now.
And anything to do with computers or Twitter or anything
like
that.
Hey, there's a picture of us on here.
Yes, there is.
Can I bid on the experience hang out with Border Patrol?
Please do.
That way, I wish you would.
That
so
way
maybe
we don't have to hang out with anybody.
You could contribute then.
100% of all proceeds will go to the Oncology Support Fund through Children's Mercy. The cutoff date for raffle ticket purchase is September 20th at 7 p.m. The live stream raffle drawing will be held September 22nd at 7 p.m. Raffle winners will be contacted within 24 hours of the pickup location provided. Must be 21 and older for ticket purchases towards the Spirits of KC basket, you know, because, you want to be like Jake or I, 18 or 19 years old, and, you know, these kids
got... It was before that.
Yeah, we got to teach these kids right. That's right.
Yeah, she teaches. She knows better than that.
Raffle items, some of the other items that you guys brought in some great ones, but for people that haven't checked this out, and go to Boudicker Foundation.org. Besides the Mahomes beautiful autographed jersey, a Travis Kelce autographed jersey, an 810 shadow experience where you spend the weekend with Jake at his house, which is unbelievable. And you do odd jobs around there and walk around with
him.
Also, the George Brett autographed jersey we talked about.
I just bought a couple tickets for that.
George Brett, is that what you, the jersey?
Yeah, but I bought a couple for that. I might do the Spirit of Kansas City basket.
George Brett autographed bat, Royals Legends autographed baseballs, Whit Merrifield autographed jersey and ball, the Bobby Witt Jr. autographed bat that I'm going to win, the Alberto Mondesi autographed jersey, Hunter Dozier autographed ball, Salvador Perez autographed jersey and bat. How about this one? An autographed football, a Super Bowl champions autographed football signed by Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of those floating around.
No, not really. Andy doesn't sign much. He doesn't do a whole lot.
What about the custom autograph Mike Boudicker, Leroy Neiman print?
They made me throw that in. That's not worth anything, so.
Leroy Neiman is one of my favorite artists,
it's one of my
favorite players, so I'd like to win that. What about, Jake, don't get mad. There are Cardinals fans out there listening. Okay, we got to take care of them.
Well,
Yadier Molina.
Yadi's going to be hung in the Hall of Fame.
Of course.
He's almost as good as Salvi.
Wow. Almost.
Yeah.
Paul Goldschmidt autographed bat. How about this one, though? Adam Wainwright's having a hell of a year.
Yeah, he is.
Autographed ball there. He could help get them to the playoffs. Willie McGee autographed bat.
Everybody loves Willie McGee.
Right. He always looked like he just smelled something horrible.
Yep.
You know.
It's like he's smelling the vinegar strokes.
So, BoudickerFoundation.org. Ladies, would you like to say anything else
about
this
talk.
Event? Please. Come on, say something.
I'm telling you
what. Say something about your dad. Embarrass your dad. That's what I want.
I'm not going to embarrass him, but in 2010 and 2011, when he was going through cancer treatment, it really bugged him that people weren't able to afford the treatment on top of worrying about getting better. So that's where this all came from. We care about the kids. We care about Kansas City. And all of these places that have donated really stepped up to help the kids of Kansas City. So
And I want
buy
you to
your
be,
tickets.
Spirit of KC basket's amazing. It's worth about $3,000.
That's the Best of KC basket. The Spirit of KC basket's the booze, which also feel like is pretty amazing.
Right. It is. Everybody, you know.
Booze is priceless.
Yeah.
People of Kansas City always step up. Donations, they're just a giving community. I love this place.
Okay, now either one of you can answer this question because
now, don't,
on this
no,
show,
don't
no,
do it. Don't
show,
do it. Don't even don't fall into his trap.
On this show,
do not fall into Stephen St. John's trap.
He appears to be a real red ass. That's mad a lot. That's in a bad mood. That's always like, you know, get off my lawn. I like things the way they used to be.
Tell the truth.
But
we were never able to laugh in our home as children.
Right.
And you can tell.
So we're doing it.
You can tell by our personalities. Anytime we were having a good time, he'd say, be quiet in there. Quit running in my house.
Yeah,
so
exactly
it really
right.
is.
They call me the fun sponge.
But you've got this.
He sucks the fun out of every situation.
This hard shell. Once you get through that,
over there.
he's very warm, very caring.
He one time drove to college to bring me soup when I was sick. He is very warm and very caring.
Where did you go to college?
Benedictine.
Okay, up in Atchison. So from here,
birthplace of Amelia Earhart.
What kind of soup was it?
Chicken noodle with gluten free noodles.
Oh, that's wonderful.
He's the best.
But he's my point is, he's a sweetheart, isn't he? He's a big teddy bear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Only 1 minute a day. And he reaches his allotment, and then he's back to grumpy grandpa.
Now, you're just laughing. What do you say? Is this?
I just feel like this is a trap.
No, it's not a trap. We just want to know the real Mike Boudicker.
Just the truth. Tell him the truth.
We just want to see a tender side of him. That's all.
I like the truth. Tell him the truth.
That's right. Tell the truth.
He is a very tender-hearted person.
Look at
and
you.
And I mean that.
Every time he comes into the studio, by the way, I talk to him, and he's renovating one. Is it your guys' house? Your place?
Yeah.
He's building a new bathroom.
He's
on
his, 10th house.
Are these houses ever going to be done, by the way? He's always renovating some. I wouldn't even say,
styles are changing, Stephen.
That's right.
Styles are changing.
You've got to keep up with the Joneses. You got to keep up with the Boudickers.
Do you guys realize how good you have it on that front? That you
100%.
Just have somebody that just comes over and, I'm going to overhaul your bathroom for you.
100%.
My kids have a father who I literally know how to do nothing like that.
That will be all the dads of our children.
Right.
That's why you call me.
Right.
Yeah.
My wife does things, and then she looks at me. She goes, don't you know how to use this? And I go, not really. She goes, it's a hammer, Stephen. Like, what? It's so confusing when you look at it like that. And I will call you. I've got some projects that we can work on together. Would you like that? Quality time.
Anytime with you, Steve. Anytime.
BonnekerFoundation.org. You got until Monday. You guys can hang out if you want. You have any downtown?
She's
got
to go to school.
Don't worry about that. You know what? If you're late, so what? They can't start class without you.
Right. Corey's got the kid.
There's a shortage of teachers right now, so she's safe.
Downtown baseball, thumbs
downtown
up?
Downtown baseball.
I'm all for it.
They're all for it. Nate, come on.
I'm on board. I told
them. Bang us off.
Let's go.
Thank you very much.
Should have did it before they renovated the Kauffman. They should have had it when they had the spot.
Just, hey, you know, we'll be glad that John Sherman's.
I love Mr. Sherman.
Making things happen.
I love Mr.
Sherman. He's forward thinking.
Always.
And that's what this is all about.
Nice man, too. That's what I like. He's a good man.
I got like Jethro Tull, I got to stop living in the past.
Yes. Okay. I love Jethro Tull. Yeah.
Okay. BonnekerFoundation.org. And we get everything taken care of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we just got to make sure Lezak's on board, too.
Well, we'll find out at 7:55.
Yeah, okay. We'll get him.
Thank you, ladies. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
If you have any comments, comments on Mondesi? You get, he's going to stay healthy the rest of the year? Oh, boy. Look on her face like, I don't know.
Did you see him when he went over to the, almost went into the dugout trying to catch that foul ball yesterday? They must have said, don't get hurt.
That's all.
He started laughing.
Okay, let's. I want to play a couple of comments for you. From the press conference yesterday. Oh, we'll help him out with it. We'll take care of everything.
Yeah, they'll steal it.
It's like they're afraid to leave you alone with us.
Yeah, Steven's going to help him out.
I'm
going to
help him out with the Mahomes jersey. I'll hold that until next week. You guys can trust me. What size is it? Can I put it on?
What are you looking for?
What are they looking for? Let's do this live on the air. Oh,
yeah,
you can find a purse. There we go.
There we go.
There it is.
There it is.
Bye, ladies.
Make sure you got everything.
Yes.
And
I can relax. My daughters are gone.
Let me tell you. I get it. I understand.
<It's> like,
I had to break up a fight last night. It was okay, here's the deal. So again, like I told you, the main news yesterday was Dayton Moore being promoted to president.
And nothing changes. It's going to be exactly the same as it was because they've been working in harmony forever.
But nobody's talking about this because then you talk about downtown baseball, and then that's,
boom.
That's what we spent the last hour talking about. And guess what? That's what everyone wants to talk about right now because everyone has a strong opinion about it. Or if they're on the fence, they want to hear more information because they want to know what side they should be on.
Do I love Kauffman? Yes. It's easy
sure
to get there. It's easy to park.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And like you said, there's a bunch of memories there. That's where I finished, you know, pretty much. You know,
and your mom watching you there.
Yeah,
Mr.
K, and getting the sweets for my mom. And it just, there's a lot of great memories there. Should have been moved before? Probably. I mean, I was watching the news last night. And a guy came on. He says, do we need a downtown baseball to jumpstart our downtown? No, it's already jumpstarted. I mean, it's hopping right now.
Well, that
but it would help. Would it help? Yeah,
things could be better.
I will
it could
say
be
this:
better.
That actually, to me, is a better case for the downtown baseball stadium because you and I were talking. I feel really lucky that I did get to travel with the Royals for a few years and go see a lot of those places. And we stayed in downtowns where some of those downtown stadiums were. If you're looking,
Cleveland's
for the,
still a dump.
Yeah,
I don't care. You could put the Taj Mahal in downtown Cleveland, and it's still a dump. I'm sorry.
It can't be like if you're looking for the baseball stadium to be the thing that saves your downtown or revitalizes the whole downtown, that ain't going to cut it.
It's the piece of the puzzle.
It's a piece to the puzzle, and they've already got it
going
downtown.
But it started. Baltimore started. Yeah. I mean, they brought the football stadium and
the inner harbor.
And the inner harbor, and it flourished for about 8 to 10 years. And now it's bad down there.
Okay, so like, and this is like my perspective, right? When I was a kid, my mom didn't, it was so crazy, my mom didn't drive. She didn't get her driver's license until I was like 8 years old. She would have been like 40, and so as a kid, and we could only afford one car. My dad was away at work, and so during the day when I was a little kid, we'd take the bus everywhere. Me and my mom, some of the best memories, we would just take the bus everywhere. And we'd take the bus to downtown probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 times a week. And we did so many things. We'd walk around all day and shop. We'd meet my grandmother at Macy's and all this. It was the place to be. It was awesome. I loved it. And then for a long time in my life, there was nothing to do down there.
Nothing.
You had no reason
nothing.
To go down there. And if you did go down there, you wanted to get the hell out of there. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, it's a destination. It's a wonderful, right? You guys could all think of a million different things to go do downtown that we didn't have access to 15 or 20 years ago.
There's so much downtown right now.
And you guys know I talk all the time, just like Nate, we talk about our kids because that's like the most important thing in our lives, just like you, right? Yeah. That's who we are. And so just to give you an example, Friday night, something that I would have never been able to do 15 or 20 years ago to this extent. So you guys know my son's a musician. He plays with a band called the Accidental Moguls. They're headlining at P&L
yep.
on Friday night. And so my dad, by the way, if you're listening, Dad, almost like scene in Taken when Liam Neeson talks about having a particular set of skills, he goes, good luck, right? My dad is watching the twins on Friday night. Hey, Dad.
Oh, boy.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. How about some jailhouse nachos? Well, speaking of your dad.
Steve St. John Sr. has lost an unbelievable amount of weight, and he rides a bicycle around the Northland, by the way.
I still want jailhouse nachos.
And the Phil's going to the Pius is playing at Maryville for a big football game. He's gonna stay up at Northwest Missouri State with some friends from Pius that went up there. So these kids are going. So me and Susan are gonna stay at the President Hotel downtown. We're gonna eat beforehand. We're gonna watch our son play on the stage at P&L. We're gonna spend the evening downtown. Guess what? 15 or 20 years ago, we ain't doing that.
No.
And there's so many, we're looking like, hey, we're going to walk here and let's go eat there. We'll have drinks there and all these things, right? It's awesome. It's still marvel. I'm sure you got, right? When you go down there, you think about, man, look what this place has become. Look at the growth. Look at how much better it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 50, whatever amount of time. It keeps getting better and better. And then I think about, it could be even better. And this is going to make it even more of a destination. I get so excited thinking about this, and I have to pinch myself, and we take stuff for granted, but just what I'm going to do on Friday, watching him play at P&L and staying at my favorite hotel, the President, and walking around and having fun. Think about what that was before, when none of that was there. And there was no reason.
There was nothing
down there, right?
There was nothing down there.
And guess what?
Yeah,
there were people that wanted to keep it that way. And I'll keep camping down there. I'm like, oh, no. Come on.
I mean, the only time I went downtown is when I was heading back to Iowa and 435 had some construction, and I'd drive I-35 through downtown and out that way.
I go to the main street.
There was nothing
there. It's actually appropriate that we're having this conversation because, you know, I'm taking a couple of vacation days tomorrow and Friday, which
what?
I know you guys are going to be really
whoa, whoa, whoa,
do I need
whoa,
to come
whoa,
back
whoa,
in?
Whoa,
do I,
whoa,
hey, whoa,
put
do
in
I,
the
whoa,
I put in the
whoa,
system.
Do
whoa,
I need to come back in? Do I need to come back
what?
In? I can sit in the little guy chair.
I put it in the system. The little guy chair.
Let me tell you something. I got
the booster. You want the booster seat? I can give you the booster seat.
I got your system right here.
But I've talked about my buddy Ruben on the show all the time
what?
That
yes.
I went to college with, and he's lived all over the country since
the
we got
sandwich,
out of school.
By the way. Mm-hmm.
But our first year out of college, we got an apartment down in the City Market. And that was like
bachelor pad.
Oh, dude.
Oh.
We called it Planet Boogie.
Bosom buddies.
Dude, we had some fun now.
Were you Tom Hanks?
And they used to throw concerts down in the City Market. And that was one of the only but all of our friends, and I think like how sad this is looking back on it, but in those days, all of our friends who had graduated college had apartments out in the suburbs. Like when you're young and fresh out of college, living downtown, like it's fun. And now everybody that's young and out of college lives downtown.
Downtown.
But so like we would used to have to like convince our friends to venture downtown to come out with us because there was nothing going on, right? Like everybody's like, oh, what are you?
Yeah, but you get a place cheap back then.
Yeah,
down
you
there.
Could.
Now
you could totally get a place cheap.
Now it's expensive
and
downtown.
So, but we had fun, and it was kind of a like counterculture thing to live there. But so Ruben's coming to town tonight, and that's why I'm taking the day off. A couple of my buddies and we got in a hotel downtown. And I'm excited to show Ruben, because he hasn't lived here since then, what downtown has become. And he comes back every once in a while, and he's always like, man, I can't
believe. So is Kelly on board with this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She can't wait for me.
Bring it by the show on Friday.
She's like, yeah, why don't you stay a couple extra days?
Big Tom's going to show you some things you haven't seen before.
Yeah, we might come down.
Yeah, he'll show you something, all right.
But the point being is, like, you know, and he's come back for the Big 12 tournament stuff, and he's been like, man, I can't believe what this area is now compared to when we lived here. And God, how much fun would it have been when we were young and single and
you
everything.
Couldn't have afforded it.
Well, right. That's what I, yeah, right. But it's just, it is. And but the thing is, though, is you can't just, to back up your point, Stephen, you can't just then rest on your laurels and say, hey, look, we got a cool downtown now. You have to keep.
It's evolving.
You have to keep evolving.
Yeah. Otherwise, it turns into Baltimore. Where it just dies.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to keep moving. You have to keep going forward. Otherwise, it goes flat.
And it is great to have, like, and look, the Glass family did a lot of great things when it comes to, I mean, look, they won a World Series here, and they kept the team here and all that stuff. So I'm not trying to run them down, but their mentality was not one of, let's try to push the envelope. Let's try. And that's one of the things, like, for you brought up Sporting Kansas City. That's one of the things I love so much about, like, the owners of Sporting Kansas City and the direction is they built that stadium out in KCK when people were like, you're nuts. Why would you spend $200 million on a soccer stadium when no one goes to the games? Because they had a bigger vision. And then now they sell that stadium out all the freaking time, and they have this special thing going because they were willing to think big and not just do the same old thing that other people were doing. And to have an owner of the Royals who lives here in Kansas City – and a bunch of owners, really, like you've talked about it. There's a bunch of them that care about the town and want to do what's better for the city. That's great for Kansas City.
I was already happy that John Sherman was the owner. I'm lucky enough to do a bunch of different charity events, and I feel like every time I do a charity event, John Sherman is on the board, or John Sherman is the what do you call it, the honorary chairperson with his wife. He's people. I hope people realize how much he does in the community.
He's very involved.
Yes, he is
very involved.
And he treats people like, so nice.
When I hear him talk, and his mindset is, he wants to not only do whatever's best for the organization, but he's thinking forward to do whatever is best for Kansas City,
for the community, right?
And I feel like that's like. Put my money on that horse. If he says this is going to be good, well, damn it, I think it's going to be good.
Well, yeah, and it's not just, again, it's not just him, too. He's got a group of owners.
But he's the man.
Right. But the point being is, like, he's got a group of owners who are also Kansas City-based.
Right.
They either still live here or they grew up here and they care about this town and they have strong opinions about making the town the best it can be. Yeah.
He has a mustache.
Mustache is fantastic.
You walk into a room and that makes a statement like, here I am. Yeah. Now what? Right?
You've talked about it. Like, we all know. So,
coming.
So the reason they put this out there, you know, he said yesterday, there's no use trying to keep this a secret. Because the word's going to start getting out. And the word has kind of gotten out. That the ball's been rolling on this. So how quickly do you think this could go?
I don't know. It's exciting.
Because this wasn't just the start of it yesterday. This was them.
And when they build this place, don't just throw it up. They did that in Chicago at Kaminsky.
They got the best.
They had cracks in the foundations of everything the first year.
The best of the best are here in Kansas City.
Right.
They will design the stadium.
Do it right.
It will be a showcase for the world.
Yeah, the architects. I have a cousin, Kurt Amundson, who works at one of those big architecture firms.
And I have a couple of friends who've done this before.
He's built arenas all over the country. Yeah. How excited will those guys be to do it?
Man, oh man.
City?
Yep.
You know?
It's... So they do it right.
Let me play a clip from John Sherman. Let's play number three, Jake Gutierrez.
Wake Jake up. He's snapping in there.
Jake was...
is he sleeping?
No, let me promise you what he's doing. You know what Wednesday is, don't you? Waiver wire day in fantasy football. I got questions for you. I need you to help me with something because I got a couple
break.
People that
you
I wanted.
During break, right?
I got a there's
Vance Jefferson.
Petro got him in our league. I wanted Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, seven kids over 100 yards. He was a bad guy.
I can't believe he's available.
Well, I got him, didn't I?
Yep.
All right, let me just tell you real quick. This is John Sherman on why a downtown stadium now.
frankly, it's hard to not go public with this. I get asked this literally everywhere I go, even more than when Bobby Witt's going to come up to the major league team. So we're having some thoughts about it. I think we want to be more transparent on how we're thinking about it, begin that discussion, and start to get feedback from the various groups in the community as how they feel about the concept, and then how we can the criteria that I gave, community impact, economic growth, and quality of life for people in this region. If we can make that work and the math works, you know, it's certainly a possibility for the future.
Oh, people realize what a good man he is, and what we're lucky that he's the owner.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I think people will see that in the long
run.
Right
from the get go, I knew that's.
And let me. I'm not just saying
he cares about Kansas City. That's
right. But for Mike to be on board right away, that was like, oh boy, Mike Boddicker.
Yep.
Like you were thrilled.
Oh yeah. You never lose the memories of Kauffman. Never. But overall, think about it.
I bet you wish you'd lose the memory of me, though.
No, that was a great memory. But just think about it. Extra parking for the Chiefs. They can hold right where they're at, and they can do more out there.
Well,
there's a zillion things they could do with that. They could have shops
turn it into Titletown like they do.
They could do whatever they want to. I mean, it's just
here's a big part.
I said Titletown, Jake, because they win titles now.
They need to, whatever they do, whether it's renovating Arrowhead next or building a new stadium, a rolling roof has to become a part of the plan for the football. It has to. Because if we're talking about thinking big and making things happen.
Have a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl's here.
Yeah.
As soon as that happens.
Yep.
And Final Four starts coming to Kansas City on a consistent basis.
Yep.
And we talk about like the fear. Hopefully this Big 12 thing sticks together and they're able to keep the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City.
Don't hold your breath.
But either way, you put a rolling roof over the football stadium.
Breathe.
You got the Final Four coming here on a consistent basis. You know, and that's huge for this town. The Final Four belongs to Kansas City.
Now.
There have been more Final Fours here than any city in the country. And why aren't they here anymore? Because we don't have the facility. We didn't keep up with the facilities that everybody else did. There's no reason that Minneapolis and places like that should get the Final Four over us.
No, we got a great city here,
and a college basketball city. Like everybody loves college basketball in this town. You know, so it's those types of things. That it's all. It's like one thing leads to the next. You know, you build that downtown stadium, then you start dreaming of what's going to happen with the Chiefs and Arrowhead Stadium and all the. You know, space they have out there.
Yeah. Like, I think I'm excited for my kids. I'm excited for the next generation of what this city's going to be.
Yeah.
This town has been on the come up for 15 years, and we just got to keep it going.
The show's been on the come up for 15 years.
Has it?
More than that.
Maybe we need to revitalize ourselves a little bit.
We need to relocate this thing.
We need a rolling roof over ourselves.
Yeah. You do commercials for that, don't you, Jay?
Not for him, but probably for you.
Yeah, man. I don't need it, but...
This guy's got some personal issues.
You, old man.
He's confident enough to take his personal problems to the airwaves. I back him 100%.
That's right.
Okay?
Good for you for sharing that stuff on the air, Jake.
I don't need it.
You're not
going to
catch me.
But I don't need it.
You ain't catching me calling him a wet needle or nothing like that.
Hey, that guy's okay with me. It's just a river in Egypt there, pal.
Yeah, that guy's all right there. All right? Let's take a break now on that note.
Oh,
think
boy.
About that
Thank
for people.
You.
When we come back, we'll talk about Dayton Moore, J.J. Pecola. Here's some comments. I'm going to get your reaction to because here's the deal. There's good feelings in this studio. We talked about the Boddicker Foundation, the charity raffle. We're talking about the advancement of Kansas City.
Good things for Kansas City.
I'm not going to talk to you about Jackson Kowar's start.
Why not?
Because I don't want to bring it down.
I'm not down.
I
will give you my thoughts on it, but I'm not down.
You know, I didn't like it. I don't like that. That was not. Well.
I'll give you my thoughts on it. Just quickly after
fine.
The break.
Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Also, RIP Norm MacDonald.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Who
funny man.
Was battling. Apparently battling cancer for the last decade and didn't tell anyone. Friends, family, he wanted to do it privately in his own way, on his own terms, and he said he didn't. I saw somebody say that he did know that he didn't want anyone to treat him differently or judge his comedy or anything else that he did because he was battling cancer. And there's this clip, have you seen, that's been making its rounds that, you know, and he kind of incorporated that. Now, looking back, you see why he incorporated that into his comedy, into his stand-up. And I'm trying to paraphrase here. He said he's talking about battling cancer, and he said, you know, the way I look at it, when you die, you don't lose the battle because the cancer dies too, so it's kind of a draw.
Wow.
And so then, but then thinking about that and knowing what he was going through.
That's pretty awesome.
Right, it
was.
Think
about it.
That's right.
We're all going to die, folks, in case you ain't figured that out.
Nobody makes it out of here alive.
But then knowing what he was battling, and then put to perspective, like, that he was writing that comedy, right, about that. And just for me, he was the best. He was the best anchor for the news on Saturday Night Live. And ever since then, I've never, like, right after he got fired because of the jokes about O.J. Simpson. So the next guy was Colin Quinn, and I could not get through a newscast because I used to love that. And I didn't. Maybe it was just I was mad or whatever. I thought Norm MacDonald was so great at that.
He was.
And so hilarious. And Colin Quinn just totally always missed the mark for me. But and even Dirty Work, I think, is an underappreciated, stupid comedy that I loved.
Fantastic.
When I saw it at the movies. That's a guy, and I know he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, but if you're just talking about comedy and making people laugh, I thought he was hilarious.
I got to see Norm MacDonald in a comedy shop down in Arizona.
I wish I could have seen that.
In Phoenix.
I thought he was hilarious.
He's really funny.
His stand-up was terrific, and I loved him anytime he'd go on late-night talk shows.
He was one of the greatest late-night talk show hosts. Like, when I was a kid, the best late-night, for me, the best late-night talk show host. From my grandpa, and we'd know, and I'd call him, I go, guess who's on Johnny Carson tonight? Who, Emil? Don Rickles.
Yeah.
Mom, Don Rickles was. And we watched, and it would be hilarious. It wasn't to that level, but when Norm MacDonald was going to be on one of the late night shows, you'd watch it, and he would, and you see all the clips on Twitter. Hilarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hilarious.
Yep. And then, obviously, the Burt Reynolds on the Saturday Night.
What's better than that?
You can't, just. My buddies, we get around and we just watch those episodes
Turd Ferguson, baby.
Over and over.
Turd Ferguson.
What name? Turd Ferguson.
He was so fantastic as Burt Reynolds. I mean,
I pull those clips up all the time because I just sit there and laugh.
I mean,
Billy Madison.
Just what?
Just
a
small name. Billy Madison, which is one of my favorite comedies of all time. Rest in peace, Norm MacDonald. Sad day, but man, he made a lot of people laugh for a long time.
Yes, he did.
Including Mike Boddicker.
Yes, he did.
All right, Mike Boddicker, let me play a couple of clips for you. First, okay, you said you wanted to.
Can I push back on Boddicker on something?
Uh-oh.
Jackson Kowar?
No. On the Dayton JJ thing.
Like, literally push him?
Yeah, I'm going to push Bob.
We're going to go.
What is he, 135 pounds? And where's he going to push me?
I wish I was still 135.
Let him just get this Kowar thing off, and we're going to do Dayton and JJ next.
Okay, all right, cool.
Do it. Because I don't want to spend time on Jackson Kowar's start. But
no, it was.
Are you going to go off again?
No, I am not, because he hasn't made an adjustment. He hasn't done anything different. And his expression is like, okay,
go off a little bit.
I'm going to be here no matter what. Okay. How can you have that kind of stuff and walk that many people? After hitters, for God's sake.
It seems like you kind of want to go off.
I do.
Give us 30 seconds on Jackson Kowar, and then we'll move on. Come on.
I'm sorry. It looks like a guy who... How can you have that kind of stuff? He's got tremendous stuff.
What could you have done with that kind of stuff?
I'd have probably done the same thing because I'd have thought the worst games I ever had is when I left the bullpen thinking I had the best stuff I've ever had.
And then you got Coward.
Because I just went out there.
Two
innings later, I'm sitting in the dugout going, what the hell happened? And I remember
it's
Jim. But I remember Jim Palmer sitting next to me in Detroit, and I had the best stuff in the bullpen I've ever had, and I didn't make it out of the third inning. And he come out and sat down next to me, and he goes, you had great stuff today. And he goes, I did. He goes, but you threw all the wrong pitches to all the right people. And I'm sitting there going, I didn't think at all. I just threw. Oh, God, I got you. Okay. There was no thought process, just rear back throw, not have a plan of how I was going to attack the hitters. And that's what it kind of looks like with Kowar. He just goes out there and throws. I'm going to rely on my stuff and wherever it falls and overthrowing. Terrible. He's missing the plate by a foot and a half on some pitches. You've got to make an adjustment. You've got to figure it out. Figure it out, or you shouldn't be here. I'm sorry.
ZRA is 11.50.
He's lucky it's only that. If Santana didn't come in and bail him out of a second and third with nobody out last night, it'd have been higher.
Now, Nate, push back against Mike.
Okay,
Monica.
Push on me.
Is that a mosquito on me? Piccolo thing. So you said that nothing's going to change.
You want to play Piccolo saying how the job changes and telling you, okay, play JJ Piccolo. He was asked. It's a good question. How his job changes.
I think the focus obviously becomes a little bit more heavy on the major league team. You know, I'm typically here in Kansas City when the team's at home. Past years, you know, really going back to 2019 now, when the club was away, I would go watch our minor league clubs. I hope I still get a chance to do that. But, as Dayton has said, he'll be out seeing the clubs. We have other people that can see the clubs. I have to be laser focused on what's happening at the major league level and with our staff, with our players, with our major league scouts, our professional scouts, anything that's happening in development. But I got to focus on the major league club, and I look forward to that challenge. I'm excited about it. But as far as I think you might have said lifestyle, I don't think the lifestyle is going to change a whole lot. I mean, you just work. It's just whatever you're asked to be, you do your best job at that job, and that's just something I've always believed in.
Nate Buchanan.
Push.
Well, when you say that nothing's going to change, look, in general, this isn't going to be some seismic shift. Like, the direction, the overall direction of the organization, I agree with you, is not going to change. But there will be differences in the way that things are done now to a certain extent, because they just are different human beings. They work well together. Dayton Moore and J.J. Piccolo, they work well together and all that. But J.J.'s going to have his own viewpoint on things. He's going to have his own.
Right, and who has the final say?
Well, Dayton Moore has the final say.
Thank
still.
You.
But I will say this for Dayton. He is a man that does have some deeply held convictions and all that. You're pushing it with salt and pepper?
Yeah, we're playing push it as he pushes back on you. This hopefully will motivate you.
You can't change my mind on anything.
Do
Why
it.
Even try?
Try.
Well, fortunately for us, Dayton's not like you.
Wow.
You can change his mind on some things, I think.
People can. You can.
He's got some. Yeah, no, he wouldn't listen to me. He shouldn't. But one thing that I would say, about Dayton that I do really appreciate, like, there's certain things he's got some deeply held convictions about you're probably not going to move him off of. But when it comes to a lot of that stuff, he is not one of those my way or the highway guys. I remember we'd sit around and we would talk when I worked on the broadcast with the team and stuff, and he would genuinely ask you, like, hey, what do you think? What do you guys think of this? And he was curious what everybody's opinions were. Didn't mean he was going to listen to every one of them, but just he wanted to hear what people thought about things. And I think that he is the kind of...
So you're telling me JJ won't?
I think I think Dayton is the kind of person that, yes, he has a final say, but more often than not, if JJ comes to him and says, I want to do this, and here's why, he's going to go, sounds good. I really believe that.
Unless it's a bad thing. Then he'll say, nope. We can't do that.
Unless he feels strongly like, you know what,
It's going to boil down to JJ's a smart baseball man. I don't really appreciate all the sabermetrics and all the junk that they're into, but he's still a smart baseball man. And he knows, bottom line is, you have to perform, you have to win, or you're gone. He understands that. That's mm-hmm. that's part of the deal. But... He's a good baseball man. He should have been a GM for some team, 4 years ago.
And he's not. He hasn't.
I'm happy. I'm happy. JJ's here. I'm happy. He is still a part of this club, and he's here where he belongs. And it's good for him. It's good for his family. Will it change a lot of stuff? No. I don't think it's going to change
overall. You're right.
I think they have a plan. I think they've set this plan 4 or 5 years ago. And this is how it's going to go. This is the direction we're going to go. And, I think they've had this planned out for a while. Yeah. That's why JJ has not gone anywhere.
Well, I will say this, because it's interesting that you brought up the sabermetrics part of it. Because he has been at the forefront of the organization.
He has.
You know,
he has.
Revamping some of those things. JJ's not a stat guy originally.
And I know that. That's what's amazing to me.
Well, the reason that he the biggest reason he isn't a GM somewhere else now is because of that. Because
yeah, I don't think JJ's not the kind of guy that is we have to do it that this way cuz that's what it says. He knows you have to be involved in this cuz that's the way it's progressed. Baseball has progressed into that. But when push comes to shove, he'll rely on his old baseball school, old school stuff to supplement that.
Okay, I'll use a metaphor for you here. There's the people in the world who love tech, right? Who love the new computer. Everybody loves Tech
right.
9, but no, like loves the new computer, loves the newest technology that's out there, and wants to study all that stuff. And they can tell you how the new phones work and all these things. And then there's the person who doesn't really love that stuff, but kind of knows they've got to stay up on it or they're going to get outdated and they can't work in the
profession
anymore. And then
there's me.
Right, and then there's you and my dad who just curse the idea of all this at all times. And then you end up getting phased out if you do that stuff,
I'm hoping. I keep trying.
So, like, when J.J.'s lost out, he's been the finalist for a few different GM jobs around the league, and he's lost out on those jobs to guys who had almost zero baseball background but had an analytics degree or a business degree from an Ivy League college. And they went and they were able to sell. That's who's running baseball now, Rod.
I know that. And that's why it sucks right now.
And so what JJ is a baseball guy who has learned to...
accept and
embrace...
Okay, that might be the only thing I agree with you on.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think
maybe he gives you the best of both worlds.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think that is right. I think that's right.
I like JJ Piccolo. Yeah. I really do. I think he's a good baseball guy.
I want someone who is willing to be open-minded about change.
Yes.
And having like you said that
change is good as long as it's for the better.
Right, but he has that base, but you know to be forward thinking.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And I'm not suggesting that Dayton was ever anti-forward thinking or anything, but you used the phrase earlier, Stephen, that just having a new set of eyes, a new set of perspective,
a fresh voice
and all that can help things sometimes. And I think Dayton would say the same thing. I think Dayton's to the point now where I don't want to deal with the day-to-day minutia of this job.
And he shouldn't have to. He's earned that right.
Right. Right. When it's a big decision, come to me and we'll talk about it. Yeah. I'll go keep an eye on the organization.
Congratulations
like
to both
that.
Of them on the move.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I mean, JJ Piccolo's 1-0 as a GM. What else do you want?
He's undefeated. He's got, Salvi's homered in every game he's been the GM.
Salvi's amazing, isn't he?
See how Kyle Isbell's responded?
Yeah.
I'm very, very excited for JJ the person, because we've gotten to know him for so long. Like you said, Stephen, he's been coming on this show every week. And
now he's going to dump you, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's totally going to dump us.
Absolutely.
He's moving on from us. But we can still say we had that time together, can't we? You know,
yeah.
Don't cry because it's over.
Give him the Carol Burnett. Give him the ear tug. Yeah.
But, it's like he and I, we started a tradition, gosh, I don't know how many, 10, 15 years ago, where we're just once a winter, we would go to lunch together and just talk about whatever.
Did you let him talk at all?
Never.
Never. Just like here.
One of the biggest things we talked about was his kids. And we're to the point where his kids are in
college.
His
kids grew up here.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've been here for 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
They grew up here. This is their home. So.
But he's, as well as anybody, that the job he's done over all those years, he sacrificed a lot of time away from his kids.
Yes.
A lot. And so to see somebody, and I know how much he cares about his kids. He loves his family. And that's what we would spend most of our time talking about. And to sacrifice all that time to see, I like seeing when people really bust their ass for something to get paid, to get the reward for that down the road.
I like seeing that
happen.
And also, to be a baseball wife, you have to be a saint.
Yeah.
You really do, because it's really difficult. Think about all the time
you're
gone.
You're a single mom most of the time.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah. You double duty and it's just really tough. It really tough. And hats off to all the baseball wives and mothers out there, because it's a tough job.
Mike Boddicker once again, and we're gonna put some pressure on Gary Lezak.
He better be there
when he comes up next. But for people that didn't listen earlier, if you want to take part in the Boddicker Foundation 2021 Fall Charity Raffle, go to BoddickerFoundation.org and click on 2021 Fall Charity Raffle. There, you can click on Buy Tickets Now. And remember, 100% of all proceeds will go to the Oncology Support Fund through Children's Mercy. You have until September 20th at 7 o'clock to buy tickets. The live stream raffle drawing will be held September 22nd at 7 o'clock. And you'll find out if you won any of the fabulous prizes. You buy a raffle ticket.
$5.
And you pick item you're trying to win.
You
it's
have
not just
chance.
Like a blind raffle. How are you going to win something?
Yeah.
Like you buy the raffle ticket, Jake. What you buy a raffle ticket, what item are you putting in for?
Bobby Witt Jr. bat.
Bobby, you son of a...
Yep. I'm putting all of them. That's got handed a stack of cash. It's all going there.
Oh, man.
And what are you doing, Nate?
I did the George Brett jersey. I did the Spirit of KC, and I went for a George Brett bat as well.
There's a Border Patrol experience, which I've been living for the last 20 years. It ain't that good.
That's where my money's going.
Right. Well, thank you.
You get to hang out with me.
That's right.
Travis Kelce autographed jersey, all kinds of the Patrick Mahomes autographed jersey, and it's for a great cause. Go to BoddickerFoundation.org, and all the information's there. We will take a break when we come back. We'll apply a tremendous amount of pressure to Gary Lezak to show up at the event. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's check in with Gary Lezak. Hello, Gary.
Good morning. I just burnt my bagel.
Is that supposed to mean?
That had to be uncomfortable.
Yep, I burnt my bagel.
Turn the settings down.
Yeah, don't you hate it when you burn your bagel?
No, because I never have my thing enough.
Is that
enough.
Code for something?
That's what I said. It's got to be uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, UrbanDictionary.com, burnt bagel.
I burnt my bagel.
Nice purple jacket last night, Gary.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I did.
Thank you very much. Wow. So, hey, Boddicker, I just Googled Baker Mayfield because, you know, here we are sitting here
good God.
In Kansas City. I just say we're sitting here in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes, and it's, you know, 3 days after a huge game, and it's like, you know, we're hardly talking about the game because we just we're experiencing excellence in quarterback play that we've never experienced and will never experience again. So we're enjoying every minute of it. If you're a Cleveland Browns fan, though, I just thought, hey, I didn't go. Let me see what the perspective is from their angle. Of course, you know, they're blasting Baker Mayfield. And then, of course, I'm reading through this one article about how it's not Baker Mayfield. It's this player. It's that player. It's these other teams. It's the whole team. And Baker Mayfield did enough to win. It sounds like what we said for 40, 50 years, you know? He did enough to win. No, he didn't. He didn't do enough to win. That's what's so sad. And so that's what we have that is so great.
We have the best quarterback in all of football.
It's crazy. Yeah.
You're never out of it with Patrick Mahomes. Ever.
That is for sure.
Hey, is it ever going to rain? You said on air a long time ago, hey, September's going to be a wet month. So I planted all this stuff and got everything done because I said, Gary said it's going to rain.
I felt some lightning this morning.
And you know what? It's still sitting there dormant because it hasn't rained.
I know. Well, if you got my forecast for September, then you did not plan properly. I did have the last third of the month as wet.
So no, you said September is going to be a wet month. I remember you saying that.
No, I literally have a forecast out there that was day by day for September. And I had rain yesterday.
How come you never sent it to me? You know I farm.
Do you follow me on Twitter?
Yeah, right. Come on, Gary. You know better now.
I showed it on the air. I put it on Twitter and Facebook. And we'll go back and look and see how that did because it's planning. There's a very good chance of rain and thunderstorms one day later next week, so we'll see how that goes.
You better hurry up. My seed's going to be gone. Birds are going to have
water.
Let's go.
That's why you have Penner and come over to water. Have you ever asked him?
Yeah, Penner was out mowing with high socks on again the other day, and he wouldn't wave at me.
How high are the socks?
Oh, way up there. Yeah.
Boy, Gary liked that one. Good God.
He won't wave at me. He's a man focused.
I can just see it. Take a picture next time you drive by.
I will. I'll send it to you.
His socks were probably up to his knees.
Oh, yeah. He's got some high socks working when he mows.
Well, he's sleeping in today. So
good for him.
For today, mostly sunny. A high temperature of around 81. Tomorrow, 85. Up to near 90 this weekend. And no rain in the forecast.
Thanks, Gary.
Weekend. I know. I'm working on it. Next week, chances of a few thunderstorms coming in. So tell me about the Boddicker Foundation. What's going on this week?
Well, we're still promoting it and hoping that we get a good push at the end.
Where do you want him?
Well, we're going to go over and hopefully be at the studio, and I'll put out all the information if you can get off, Gary. Can you get off the 22nd? 7 o'clock.
The 22nd.
Hmm. Put it on your calendar. I mean, there's a lot.
If not, a lot at stake. Really?
Oh yeah, we got to have you there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me work on it. That'll probably be the day it rains.
I don't care if it rains. I need you there.
The 22nd is the first day of fall. That's when meteorologists, I'm not even sure a lot of astronomers know this, the sun sets at the North Pole that day. We'll talk about that next week. But that is a very good day to be special and help out with your foundation. So we'll see about that one, okay?
I'm counting on you, Gary. I'm really counting on you. And we had fun last time with the bourbon raffle.
I had a great time. Hey, it's 66 degrees right now. It's a beautiful day. I started with a walk with Rainbow and Sunny. I got a really long walk this morning. I already got that in. I've got my burnt bagel gone. It's in the trash. I've got a new bagel. I'm going to have some honey on it, some organic bacon. Have a great start to your day. And here is Bob Hamilton.
Thanks, Gary. You know ceiling fans can help keep your home cool. Shockingly, we are experts at installing them. Better call Bob, 888-4-B-O-B. Remember, 913. Or BobHamilton.com.
Mike Boddicker, thank you for the time.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate the push here. And I might have to come in tomorrow since Nate's taking days off.
Yep. You can come sit in the little man's chair.
Little guy's chair.
I'll leave the booster seat for it.
Lebo. Come on in with me and Lebo. We'll have some fun.
I don't know if I could handle Lebo for a full hour.
That's not how you say his name, by the way.
It's true.
We've got some options. We've got some alternative pronunciations of Lebo. We will be right back after this on WHB.